Din tefillin b'Shabbos v'yamtiv v'vav be'sifim aleph b'Shabbos v'yamtiv osher l'hniach tefillin. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos or yamtiv, and that includes yamtiv sheni. Ibnei shehem atzmam ois v'minichim behem ois acher hayezilzul ois shalehem. Okay, so since tefillin acts as an ois, but did they already act as an ois? There's no need to have that ois. The Mordechai actually says another reason besides that also. Let's see Rashi. It's not a Gemara here, right? It's not Rashi. V'yamtiv. Aleph. V'yamtiv sheni nami b'chlal. L'didan b'nei chutz l'oretz. So it means Chazal were masakin to give yamtiv sheni the lacha like yamtiv rishon, that there's no din of wearing tefillin. Asul aniyach. Mefilu b'tiltul. Yeshamin the gam kein asur. Also, some say it's also to move it. Im loik letzar kufa mem karmam kishar klisha malata liyasur. So they're muksa, but to klisha malata liyasur. Klisha malata liyasur, you're allowed to move it. Letzar kufa or letzar kufa. So letzar kufa means you would have some benefit from it yourself. Tzarech Mekarmel would be that you need the place. So the average case of Tzarech Mekarmel, let's say, you know, if it's sitting on the table, you need it with a spot on the table. Mm-hmm. If you need to get the talus, which is inside of the tefillin bag, and so you need to move the tefillin to get to the talus, it's also called Tzarech Mekarmel, because I need to put my hand there to get to the talus. It's also called Tzarech Mekarmel. V'yesharim dekidei shlo yiplu or shlo yignavum. So klisha malat the list of the loch is you can't move to protect the kli. You can only move it for your usage, not for the usage of the kli. Klisha malat the heter, you're allowed to move it for the protection of the kli. Since you can't wear it, it's a klisha malat the iser. So some say no. We deal with tefillin like a klisha malat the heter because of the fact that it's part of because we. Since in this case we kaddish, it has a kedusha to it, etc. We don't give it the full din of muksa. And the purpose is just that the tefillin should be protected. It's also what's to move them. Now the Bir Lacha over here also lo niach. So he brings that the Tazamagan of Rome over there seem to say that it's only what's to the Tzarech Mekamai. The Ramah over there said that it's klisha malata leheter, and therefore you can move it even to protect the tefillin. The Taz HaMagen Rama said, "What are you talking about? It's klisha malata leheter." They asked on the Ramah over there. The Archayim just quotes the Taz HaMagen Rama that it's klisha malata leheter, and the Chayadam says to move it the tzarech to protect the tefillin. It's going to be mutter. Which is interesting. Din the Chayyim agrees with the pshat of the Taz HaMagen Rama as klisha malat al iser, but it's a unique klisha malat al iser. Normally, klisha malat al iser, you cannot move it for the tzarech of the kli. This klisha malat al iser, because of its chashivas, because that were makel, you're allowed to move it the tzarech of the kli.
What's the makar that yantiv is an os?
Okay, we'll get that. The Mishabur deals with that. Okay. Next, Mishabur, Sifkat, and Gimel.
And so what are the Oses anyway? Shabbos and Yantif, Bris and Tefillin, is there any more?
That's basically it.
Alright, so then basically, with the man, he always has the Bris. I know we discussed it, but I don't remember the conclusion we came to, frankly. I know you brought it up. Because you have the Bris anyway, so that's a Nos anyway. So now you have two. So on Shabbos you have two. And when you put on tefillin, you have two. So does that one not count? Because it's there from when you're 8 days old?
It doesn't count in the sense that it's not... The issue here is not so much the fact of having two oises. The problem is, it's the act of putting on an ois when you have an ois.
It's, you mean doing something,
right? Would be
something that's already done,
right?
So okay.
Shem Amatim Ois, Ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ben Yisrael. It's an ois as a relationship between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Ki Oishi Ben Niyu Ben Echem by Shabbos. So that's by Shabbos. So Shabbos acts as the recognizes the relationship between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We Yom Tam Gam Ken Mikri Ois. Where do you see that? Kesi Ben Echem is by Shabbos. Parshas Ki Siso.
That's not a different pasuk, right?
That's a pasuk in Kisiso.
But we're not using Vishamru. We're not using that one. Osi lalem kishesh Hashem asasham. But he's not quoting that.
That's that pasuk. That's a pasuk in Kisiso.
Same one.
Yeah. V'yamtiv gam ken mikri ois, and yamtiv is also called ois. The pasuk is from Kisiv ois. Pesach represents an ois. I'm not sure which pasuk is referring to, but there's the pasuk of ois. And all of the moedim are equated in the parsha Zemor. There's a vav between all the parshas. So it would not be proper to put in an ois. Acher hanot tefillin dechibahu lo yul lecha lo ois al yodecha. Ha'izilso. Now, we got over Bishop Baltosif. Not only is it a question of zils of the more says it's Isra Baltosif. The Isra Baltosif that you're adding on to the mitzvah of tefillin by wearing it on Shabbos or Yom Tov is only if you put on the Shem mitzvah. If you're putting it not for the mitzvah purposes, so it's not Baltosif, but there's no element of zils. I'm not saying I need another ice.
It's a different pasuk, but it's the same paragraph.
Okay.
But that one is that one comes first.
Okay.
The one that he brings up.
Okay. Thank you. But even in the situation you're putting an Elishe mitzvah, but you shouldn't do it for Hesya, like I said before, because the people don't know why you're doing it, and that's gonna therefore there would be some elements of a degradation to Shabbos. Some say even in a situation when it's not l'shem mitzvah, you should not wear them. Unless the tefillin are in a state of bizoyin, and you need to get them out of that situation, which you can only do by wearing them. How is that? What's an example of that? Going to mitzvah tefillin b'shabbos b'sada. Person found tefillin out in the fields, and there's no eruv. It's not proper to leave them sitting in the fields. So, what the love should not need some leir derech mal, but you're allowed to put them on and wear them in. Come on, she's barbed. They come up and say, "Mishin Aleph."
Last paracanary.
You got it.
We learned.
So, on Tisha B'Av, we don't wear tefillin because it's a Hindu. So, Shabbos we don't because it's a second. Would be a second house. Tisha B'Av, we certainly need a nose. Why?
In the afternoon at Mincha time, we wear tefillin.
The issue over there because tefillin is a pe'er, it's a crown, and we're in a state of afer, not in a state of pe'er. So that's the concept. It's the state of avelus is such. Same way an obel doesn't wear tefillin the first day because he take the word the pe'er, the crown, the glory is the same letters as afer. We switch our prayer for Afer in the morning of Tisha B'Av, so you don't wear tefillin.
So basically, because you have the word Os by Pesach, so you're learning from that all the other Yom Tovim as well.
Correct.
The interesting thing is, because it's a little bit of a stretch, because your pasuk is referring to the Dam on the Mashkov. It's not really talking about Yom Tov, it's talking about the blood on the Mashkov, that's going to be the Os. And that's only about Pesach Mitzrayim. It's not. It doesn't even apply for any other Pesach.
It is.
I mean, I assume there's a Gemara there that
Gemara
brings us down. But it's a.
Yeah.
It's like a.
You wouldn't have said it.
Or there's a lot of things I would say.
If you would have said it, I would have said it.
You would have argued it.
Right.
Because that's what he's referring to. Because the pasuk says V'chaya Adam Lachem La'os Alabatim. That's the pasuk
right.
That he's referring to.
Okay, base. Becholamoyd gam ked also leniach tefillin miatam hazeh baatzmoy shemecholamoyd gam heim ois. So the Shulchan Aruch says you don't wear tefillin on cholamoyd because the cholamoyd is also considered an ois. What's the ois? The ois, Mishnah Berurah says, there'd be a chilas matzah and yeshiva sukkah. There's the mitzvahs of Yom Tov still apply. The Beis Yosef brings that some say that it is chayv in tefillin. The Ramah says that the minhag throughout Poland was to wear tefillin with a bracha. We don't make the bracha out loud.
So the Sfardim don't wear tefillin and chalamot?
So the Sardim don't work. Well, it's an interesting question. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah. Gam him ois, but what's the ois? Vav. Pesach achilas matzah, besukah yeshiva sukkah. So the ois is the mitzvah that we do. And in Chol HaMoed, there's the mitzvah of eating matzah, the isra of eating chometz. And the sukkah, there's the mitzvah of sitting, you have to eat in the sukkah. So there's an action to which we do, but function as an ois. Since there's the malacha, many malachas are mutter, if not all of them, but many of them are mutter, so it's lacking in that representing that type of relationship. So the Ramah said that some say that you should wear, and therefore that's our minig. We take our tefillin before Hallel, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, we wait till Musiv. And Chalamoid, once you get into the mode of saying Hallel, which is talking about the Yom Tov part, it would not be proper to wear the tefillin at that point in time. Right after the Kedusha of Shachris, of the Chazor Sashatz, if you do that, it would be proper to make sure that you're focusing on listening to Chazor Sashatz. Which Shabira said before, it's not really proper to take a tefillin during Chazor Sashatz, or any time you have a chiyuv to listen. So as people do this, so without saying that it's totally wrong, it's at least make sure that you're careful to listen. We don't make a bracha on the tefillin b'kol rom. The Ramah says that you put on tefillin with a bracha, but not out loud. Why not out loud? Chesh ein pirish mishum diyesh menichem yesh menichem. Some wear, some don't wear. Or ein mevarchem, some wear, but they don't make a bracha. Therefore, yesh mevarchem chashoy kadesh al yom le day machloikis. Therefore, we made the minig that we wear, but we don't get involved in saying it's bali chiyuv that you make a bracha on it, etc. We don't walk, even though we mentioned before that it's proper to put on tefillin if possible at home and wear them in the streets on the way to shul. Not a cholamoid. The Taz says, why should you make a bracha and get involved in a machloikis? Don't make a bracha. And this way, because the bracha is in a ma'akvis, so the bracha is lahako. The bracha is not necessary. The mitzvah of tefillin will be fulfilled either way. The suvak bracha itself, we should be makel, not and don't say. The gra holds that the ikra sheet is like the machaber that you don't wear tefillin. Well, kapodim linyan bracha bevada yesh lahachmer. Therefore, even though we do put on tefillin, we shouldn't make a bracha.
Hachmer means not to make
seilim. Correct. Now, gamma kadam anocha. Now we have the problem we said before that if there's no mitzvah wearing tefillin, there's an isser bal toisif. So here we're saying we're not making a bracha because we're not sure if there's a mitzvah or not. Fine. So what's with the bal toisif issue? A person should have the following thought before he puts on the tefillin. If there's a mitzvah tefillin a chol hamoed, anim anichin l'shem mitzvah, putting on tefillin l'shem mitzvah. If, however, that's not true, we pass that there's no mitzvah tefillin chol hamoed, anim anichin l'shem mitzvah, not putting on l'shem mitzvah. And that would cover everybody's opinion. Since you're not being mechav on the Shem Mitzvah, you're not over Bal Tosef. I, in the Tzadik Yechaya, we have a key of being mechav on the Shem Mitzvah, so you make it tonight. What about the issue of Zilzul? Because you can change the issue of Zilzul, so you can we said before that it's only considered a zilzul in the ois if you're mechayv on the shem mitzvah. Over here, I'm saying on the tzaddik there's no mitzvah. I'm not mechayv on the shem mitzvah.
So what are you doing it for?
Because I'm saying on the tzaddik is a mitzvah. I am doing the shem mitzvah.
I understand why you're doing it, but I'm saying when on the other side of the tnai, I understand the side that you're saying you're doing the shem mitzvah, but. If you're saying it's not a mitzvah, then what are you doing it for? What are you doing?
I'm putting it on the shem mitzvah.
But what? Just stop.
Do we say mitzvahs lot sviches kavana? The yotze? I thought we said they need kavana.
I'm having kavana. I'm making it tonight. Oh. If there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah Tefillin, I'm being mechayv l'shem mitzvah. If there's
not?
No mitzvah, I'm not being mechayv l'shem mitzvah. I'm putting it on stam. No. So Mishnah Berurah says that really the best thing to do, with, you know, the most logical thing to do is if you have a machlokes, is to put it down without a bracha, because this way you don't get involved in the issue of whether you
should
have a bracha.
Does anybody hold that there's a chiyuv on wearing? I mean, any mandiyom in the Gemara that says you're supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos or no?
There is a mandiyom that holds the Shabbos man tefillin.
So why don't you do the same trick?
We don't pass on like that.
So I'm saying, but you could do the same trick. You say, that's
a psak which already decided in the Gemara. Now, if you go through the sugya tefillin chalamoyed, it's the most fascinating sugya.
It sounds it.
You go through the sugya tefillin chalamoyed, there's a toysis that says beferish, there's a mitzvah wearing tefillin chalamoyed. Beferish a toysis, it's a rosh, it says.
It says what?
Toysis and a rosh, that you have a key of the word tefillin chalamoyed. The Beis Yosef writes the following. The Beis Yosef says that the minig in Svarad was to wear tefillin chalamoyed. Right? Okay? Then came out the Zohar, and the Zohar said, you can't wear tefillin chalamoyed. It's a bizoyan for wearing to chalamoyed to wear tefillin. So since the Zohar came out, we changed because of the Zohar. Right? That's what the Beis Yosef writes. And that's where we stopped. It means there was a minig Yisrael, all of the Edut HaMizrach, to wear tefillin chalamoyed until the Zohar was only found. The Zohar was written by Shimon Yochai, but it was only brought to light in the 1300s. It was lost.
So who found it?
There was a Rishon before who published it, and then it became this major machloikas. Was it real or not? Not everybody accepted the statement that he claimed it was from Shimon Yochai. Some said he made it up himself. Right? So the issue of the Kadmus HaZoyer, it still has not been laid to rest to this day.
What did Ari feel that it was?
Ari said that it was kosher and yosher.
I'm saying it came from, he held that.
It came from Shimon Yochai. Right. So, but it was found by Rabbi Yitzchak de Leon put out the Zoyer. It says, but until the Zoyer, everybody wore tefillin chalamoyed. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The minute you saw mamash change because of the Zohar, it's the strangest thing in the world. And so he says, it's possible, didn't the Gemara, you should wear tefillin. The Gemara says, no, that we can learn the Gemara differently, so that's, you know, but so it's a fascinating sugya, like, to undermine a minute you saw based on the Gemara because of a Zohar.
And the Gemara didn't wear tefillin because he was Samech on that Zohar?
He held that the Gemara was agreeing to the Zohar. According to the Sheet, there's no machloikas. See, he found a way to learn the Gemara, not like the Zohar. Not like the way we learn stuff.
The
Gemara
holds
that the Zohar was written. Yeah, the Gemara. I mean, you know, you had some heavyweights who came in and said that's true. I mean, in the 1800s, there was a person named Reb David Luria who wrote a sefer called Kadmus HaZoyer to prove the fact that it was really, really came from Shimon Yochai. I mean, in the 1800s, they were still debating this issue. Yeah. So, like, you know, for 500 years, they hadn't come. There's still people who were arguing about it.
In Eretz Yisrael, does everyone follow their God? With tefillin on?
Well, that was in Eretz Yisrael. So, the time when the Eretz Yisrael was built on three groups of people. There was the Adas Svardin, which was there already, and they already were following the Mechaber, not the word tefillin. The Gra sent a group of Talmidim up to, and they followed. So they did not change the Minhagim in Europe. In Europe, they kept the Minhagim of where they were. But when they went to Eretz Yisrael, there was no establishment Minhagim for the Adas Ashkenazim. So they undertook to keep the Minhag Gra. And the Baal Shem Tov sent a group of Talmidim also. Talmidim Baal Shem Tov went up to Eretz Yisrael. And because Al Pi Kabbalah, the Hasidim, many things did accept many of the Minhagim of the Bnei Sorad, Al Pi Kabbalah, so they also were Makab like that. So you have three groups, all not wearing Thrillim. So that's why it became an establishment in Eretz Yisrael, not to wear Thrillim. But I do hold, a person comes about Shuba in Eretz Yisrael, he learns about Shuba, he learns in Mechon Yaakov, Mechon Shlomo, and he's coming back to America. I hold the correct psak for him is like, is the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah is not the Gra. The correct psak is the Mishnah Berurah. And you should put on till the Minhag Eretz America is both ways. The Mishnah Berurah says because of the Sofer you should put on without a bracha, with a Tanai. And that's the fact that Eretz Yisrael, the Minhag is not it's not the Minhag in America. So asking for that person based on the Minhag Eretz Yisrael, I think, is a wrong psak. The reason why I'm saying it is because this is the standard psak that they give for Bali Chuba, become from Eretz Yisrael, is not the word Tzvokal and I think it's a wrong psak. I really think that's wrong. It's not the Minhag in America.
It's the Minhag here.
What?
That's what's wrong.
No, it isn't.
They can't get a minion with people are its fault.
Yeah, because all of Litta was killed in the war. Litta, everybody worked for them. And in Hungary, nobody worked for them. But Hungary, Baruch Hashem, 500,000 people survived. Litta, 10,000 people survived. But that makes it always minig. All the yeshivas worked for them.
So the Lithuanians didn't adopt the minhag of the Gra?
No. No. Okay. Oid Kosu Akronim. By the way, we have a minion in yeshiva with tefillin.
It could be
an
evil.
But it used to not, you know.
When Reb Aaron doesn't wear tefillin cholamoid. So when Reb Aaron used to be the one who used to stay, I was going away for Yom Tov. He made a minion cholamoid. He made it without tefillin. I told him, the only yeshiva in America which doesn't wear tefillin is Chaim Berlin, because they follow Minhag Gra. Said he hadn't realized that. He thought all the yeshivas in America followed otherwise. No, like who wears tefillin tells wear tefillin, all the yeshivas in America, Philly, they all wear tefillin. He said, okay, I didn't realize there's a limit that we switched.
I'm not Taradas
with Taradas, because Taradas was Chassidus Yeshiva. Or is it Shaka Fibles?
It was a mix. They were Mata Talmud Torah.
Okay. They made a Torah and Torah? Okay. Oh, you cost work right
now.
I don't know. I don't think so. It's not proper that you should have some wearing and some not wearing. There's an Isser of Losis Garadu. That's a Gemara in Yevamos in the end of the first parak. Towards the end of the first paragraph, the Mor says the pasuk says loy she's got to do, which the pasuk says the pasuk has nothing to do with this at all. It's talking about a person cutting himself loy aleinu in the case of a relative which passed away. So it says loy she's got to do loy she'simul karcha ben in the chem lemeis. The person should not cut himself, but chazal darshan from the lashon that the correct lashon of cutting is loy segaydu, like gaydu ilana is the pasuk, and then Yil talks about cutting down the tree. It says the lashon of it should have been loy segaydu. She's got to do. Chazal Dashim Lus Aso Gudus Agudus. The Kaisha should not be divided up into separate groups. You promise that you give them a base. You tell them a base. Chazal Darshan from that pasuk that didn't arise, and it said the raisa of Lus Aso Agudus Agudus. Now, the application of Lus Aso Agudus Agudus, the more it comes out, it's only a problem. In one, the way we pass in like Rava, Rava says there was only a problem. If you have one Bezdin in the city, and that same Bezdin is passing one part of the Bezdin is passing the other way. So that's the problem of Lois Yisgadudu. So here in one Mokim, i.e., one basic Knesset, to do both ways is not proper because Lois Yisgadudu. Now the Lashon over here of Ein Nochen. So Moshe tells on it that the lashon should have been not a noch and the lashon should be its osir. I mean, the gadol is an istaraisa. So the Moshe says that once there are two establishment hagim and klai yisrael, which belong to, as it were, greater batei, independent batei dinim, as it were. Right? There's a bezin, and the two batei dinim in the city, the Mor says, one passes one way and passes the other way, that's mutter. That's not what she's got to do. What she's got to do is one bezin can't get their act together. So there are different batei dinim in Klai, so as it were, there's a one minute one way and the other. Those are two establishment hakim, that's called stay batei dinim. So the fact that people from both Menhagim end up in the same spot for one Mokum, that's not the Issa Deraisa, which is going to do. Very interesting question, it's Ein Nochen. So it's not proper. That's lush, and that's why in a situation a lot of times they have this. You know, we keep them young, separate. But if they need it for minyan, they'll be ma'ariv together. There's some account that it's not an Isser Gomer. Rambam says you can do that. Mishena maniach tefillin b'chol amoid. She was telling us a matter shemanichin tefillin. If you're in a place where the mamash the minyan is to wear tefillin, you don't wear tefillin. Yeshu gamkin lanicham ubeli bracha. You should put them out without a bracha. It's not proper to. So that's why, you know, people who don't, let's say, the minyan which wears, the people who don't wear would go off into a different room. But if the minhagim is to wear tefillin, they should not stop their minhag and stop wearing tefillin.
So if one davens at the yeshiva, they should put on tefillin without a bracha, even if they somehow have a, even if their minhag is not to put on tefillin.
Or daven in a different room.
Right.
There is interesting, the Kav HaChaimer, when he talks about this halacha, so let's say a situation all the way around where the, he says, you know, that not wearing tefillin in a group which wears tefillin is not osur. Wearing tefillin in a group which doesn't wear tefillin is osur. He says, why? Because the halacha is a person has chulim ayim, he has stomach problems, he doesn't wear tefillin. So it's possible a person not wearing, it's not nikir, obviously the person is being different than the tzibur by not wearing tefillin. Maybe he wears tefillin, but he can't because his stomach is bothering him. So it's, however, the other way around, a tzibur which doesn't wear tefillin, he was wearing tefillin, like, what's that about? So that would be, that's much more problematic in halacha, the other way around. He holds it's not a problem this way, the other way is much more of a problem. Okay, Siman Lama Beis. Seder Sivas Kvillin is a long siman, by the way. It has Nun Beis Seifim. And it covers like basically everything you wanted to know about making tefillin and were afraid to ask. So it's all there. It's very. This is the siman if you want to know why you're coming to shir and not doing it by yourself. This is the siman. Okay.
Where did you start in the Mishnah Brura today about the not being wearing tefillin and Shabbos because of the two oaths?
Yes. Mrs. Tefillin, Shiyat of Arbrashia, Shehain, Kaddishli, Kobachor. The mitzvah tefillin, you have four parshiyos. The first parsha is Kaddish Likol Bechor until the word L'moyado. Ad Uparsha Shema Ad Ubisharecho. Uparsha Tvayim Shemoya Ad Al Ha'aretz. Those are the four parshiyos. Hagoa B'tzarech L'kosvim Al B'Seder Hazeh. Should be Kiseder Hazeh. They have to be written in that order. They have to be written in the order as they're written in the Torah, and each parsha has to be written, each word has to be written in the order that they're written in the Torah. So there's a requirement by Tefillin of Kesidron. Mimshina is puzzle. And the Morlin's out these words have to be as they are. As they are means as they're written in the Torah in this order. So and that's Ma'akib B'diyev. That's a din d'oraisa. So that means is if you make a mistake in your tefillin and you went right one of the letters incorrectly, you can't go back and just correct that letter because then it comes out that letter was written out of order. So you have to go back and rewrite all the letters from that letter and onwards. If there's been a shem in between, which you cannot erase, then you can't fix it. So you have no way. So tefillin are much harder to fix. There's a mistake in the tefillin. There's a problem with the tefillin. We'll see as we go along. Many times there's no way to fix it because of the requirements of Kesidron. Chaskila yitav shayad kadem shalrosh. Chaskila, we write the shayad because the pasuk says talks about the shayad and talks about the shalrosh. You write the shayad, the chaskila. Okay, so now, interesting thing. So the order of tefillin, I think Mishnah Berurah pointed out. So this is true. According to Rashi, the parashas as placed in the tefillin are placed in the tefillin in the order they are in the Torah. According to the Beit Tam, they're in a different order. But even according to the Beit Tam, you have to write them in the order they're written in the Torah. So you write parasha 1, then you write parasha 1, then you write parasha 2, then you write parasha 3, then you write parasha 4. You have to push it, you skip. You leave space, and you have to know how much space you're going to need, and you would actually write them in the order they're found in the Torah, which is not in the order that they're going to be on the cloth. So you
what's parsha 1? What's parsha 2? What's
okay? We'll see. When we get to Rabbeinu Tam, we'll talk about it. The parsha, the order, the parsha's one as the written Torah. Kaddish, Kiviyah, Choshman, Vayim Shemoyah. Let's see, what time is it? Okay, good. Mishmur Sukkot Nal. Parsha Shema, Tzarech Litav Dalad Dechod, Kol Kach Gedolah Kamoy Dalad Dalsin Katana. The Dalad of Shema is written large enough. It has to be the equivalent of four small Dalads. V'efshar Shteyman Nibishan V'oisik. So it doesn't mean as compared to the writing that you're writing now. We make it a little bit larger. Theoretically, if you write very, very small, you'll be able to get four dalads in there. So that's efficient. Fine. The custom called parshas ben mishal yad ben mishal rosh. You have to write the all of them. The Seder is in this order. This is the way they have to be. So not only do you have to write the parashas, each one of the four parashas before the in the right order in the Torah, each parash itself, obviously you have to write each word properly in the right order. Because you can't miss a letter. If you forgot a letter, you're done. There's no way to fix it. Possible. So if you wrote them out of order, then it's possible. Hanosh atfilin shenasu meoisin aparshius. If the parsha was written in the right order, internally the parsha was written right. Okay. You wrote the parsha first. So now you're out of order. You had to write Kaddish first. So you didn't write Kaddish first. Well, you have an old pair of tefillin that has the parsha of Kaddish in it. So I can use that Kaddish. By Tulin Shavroish, each parsha is separate. I can take the Kaddish from that was written before. It was written 5 years ago. All right, so I can use that Kaddish with this Oyevi Kaviyachot. So it doesn't pass on the parsha. Yuchel Tzarf is that parsha's Kaddish mit Tulin Acherim. Imidei Bavadish and Yitzvah Karamel. As long as I know for sure that Tulin was written before this one, we're in the right order. If you don't know, Dilav Hach, you have a Sveik Tera L'chumra. If you're not sure, you have a Sveik the Reis, you have to be Machmer. When you wrote them, they were all in the right order. And one of the earlier parashiyos got a psul in it. So now I can't use the later parashiyos anymore, because then if I go back and fix that one, the later parashiyos was written before. But to use the later parashiyos with parashiyos from a different tefillin, that you could do. It's proper to write the shalyad before the shalrosh. That's the chadchila. Why is that? Mishum the muktim b'pasuk is mentioned the shalyad first. V'yeshar min lehepech v'neisha shalrosh k'dusha shachamur mishalyad. Some say that it's proper to write the Shalrosh first because it's more Kaddish. We follow the minhag of the Ramah, but this is only the Chilchilu. Because it's ever kabbonis, the chachil yizor litav call a parshias shal rosh mishayad mitzufim. We have to benayim kashum zibra klal by mishari tshuva. Sefer Kabbonis is from the Rizal that the sofer should write all of the parshias of the tefillin in one sitting, in one, you know, one day, whatever it is. And he should not interrupt with dibur. He should be writing them straight without any interruption at all. And that would be the chachila. And he says, "I am a shari tshuva." Now, I think that the main issue is the parshas of the shalroish to each other, and the parsha of the shalyat to each other. But the shalyat to the shalroish, that if it's in the shalyat and the shalroish, you could be mafsik. It's just in within the each group itself. You should try not to be mafsik.
Why is the shalmash more kaddish than the shalyat?
Because it has on the bias.
So it's the bottom, not the inside.
So that affects the whole thing. It looked like it was more kaddish. Okay. Okay. Base. Yeah. Shalosh yitzur b'kol achas b'klaf levado. Shalyad kresin kulam b'klaf echad. The shalosh is on each parsha is on a separate piece of klaf. And the shalyad, it's one long klaf. The klaf echad vav. And the seeb that the shayad is from klaf echad. The seeb oyer lo ois hayodchom. The mashma ois echad. It's one ois. Klaver bias echad. It's one bias. Ukshem shu ois achas mi bachutz yesh kach yesh liyos lechatchilo ois echad bi mifnim shtiak al klaf echad. It's all one unit. Abba shayroish shi yesh bedalad batim. Tzor shi yu aparshios ksubas bedalad klafim. So each one is a separate klaf. V'chol zel rak lechatchilo. Kosh yis bibar lekol lekamon sif mem zayin. Without the tefillin shayad, tzarchlius gam ken kosuv daafke bedalad amudim. It should be four columns. So I can't write part of the Hayim Shemoy is a long parasha. I want to write it in two columns. It has to be one long column. A kol parasha ba'amud. Each parasha has its own. Each parasha has its own amud. There is actually a sheet which says that and the size of the size of the parashias of the amudim should be the same. So the you would write your parashas which are smaller, either larger or extending some of the letters, and the parasha which is longer, you'd write it smaller. So it should be four separate amudim. Okay, it's all here. The,